Drill 44. School for Anarchists. This is the situation. Listen, do not speak. A mother has visited a highly experimental and progressive boarding school. She is asking the headmaster some questions about the running of the school. This is how their conversation begins.
I suppose you expect all the children to do their homework.
On the contrary, no one is expected to.
But I presume you tell all the children to come in punctually for meals.
On the contrary, no one is told to.
But you must ask all the children to help keep the school clean and tidy.
On the contrary, no one is asked to. Now you do the same. Ready?
I suppose you expect all the children to do their homework.
On the contrary, no one is expected to.
But I presume you tell all the children to come in punctually for meals.
On the contrary, no one is told to.
But you must ask all the children to help keep the school clean and tidy.
On the contrary, no one is asked to.
But isn't it necessary to instruct all the children to work as hard as they can?
On the contrary, no one is instructed to.
But it's vital to forbid all the children to smoke.
On the contrary, no one is forbidden to.
But I'm sure you force all the children to respect school property.
On the contrary, no one is forced to.
Don't you oblige all the children to take a bath regularly?
On the contrary, no one is obliged to.
But you do require all the children to write to their parents.
On the contrary, no one is required to.
Still, you must make all the children take part in sporting events.
On the contrary, no one is made to.
Surely you must advise all the children to prepare for academic examinations.
On the contrary, no one is advised to.
But you do encourage all the children to choose a career that suits them.
On the contrary, no one is encouraged to.
Then you must teach all the children to read and write.
On the contrary, no one is taught to.
I like freedom, but not freedom without discipline. Your school sounds like a breeding ground for anarchists.